And welcome everybody to the Burger King Ranch Podcast, a podcast about family, life, Texas, sports, and whatever tickles our fancy. I'm your host, Ross Ramon, alongside Kyle Kupchinski and Brian Smith. We're the crew that keeps the ranch running, your heart's a-beating, and your brain's a-thinking. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. And we're here. Happy Wednesday.
Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Drinco de Mayo. It's just another day for most Mexicans, but apparently here it is alive and well.
Can I borrow your pistols so I can, you know, do the celebration?
We're not Speedy Gonzalez, contrary to popular demand.
Do a desk pop.
I would not look good in a sombrero either.
Yes,
so,
you would.
Although we went to Polvo's tonight.
I hope we can put a mustache on
for,
you.
No, dude,
yes.
I don't think I could grow a mustache.
With like a mustache like outside the boundaries of his head.
Only if it's like Doc Holliday twirly. Yes. Like Val Kilmer
Some
Doc
mustache
Holliday.
Wax.
That's just waxed to, mustache wax. And, do you use beard wax?
And can I throw a serape on
beard?
You?
Beard, yes.
You use beard wax?
Hey, can I throw a serape on you?
It's a
my board shorts are serape themed.
Total. What?
They are. They're fucking the best. I love that shit. Like that, the serape fade, man. Oh, everybody's like, ooh, those are cool. I'm like, I know they were. They're serape colored. Yeah. No, we went to Polvo's today and had a couple of their frozen pitchers and had a good time with some of my team members. And there was it was packed, and it's never packed. Downtown, COVID's over, is what I'm saying. Downtown Austin, COVID, nah, man, that's not a thing anymore.
For today.
No,
for today.
We've defeated it.
We've defeated it.
Yeah. We pulled down the statue of COVID. We win.
Wouldn't it just roll if it was a statue of COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a triangle. It'd be like tink.
Is it?
Tink. No, it's
I thought it looked like a piece of pollen with a lot of
pollen.
Spores.
Yeah, a lot of spores.
A lot of spores.
Spikes.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of ball. But it's like a flat ball.
Point is, there's no actual statue.
No statue.
We can move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
But we should make one.
That's fine. So, child, you rimmed your glass, your beer with something.
And there's all this technology. I feel like this is worth acknowledging. What is it called, Brian?
Saltees.
It's like,
nuts.
It's like, no. And now you ruined it.
Marketing.
That is negative marketing. So,
no, bullshit.
So, way to go, Ross. Way to ruin it.
Beer nuts, Saltees nuts.
Let's tell me. Saltees
I'm going to call these motherfuckers and be like, hey, you want to make some more money?
Nuts.
Make some. Exactly.
Anyways.
Fuck you.
Anyways, basically take like an airhead and like coat it with salt, but like
salt.
Make the airhead like lime flavored and then wrap it around your shot glass or whatever. So actually this is the coolest part of the technology. And yes, it is technology to the beer drinking. Hooters probably invented it. Anyways, I have it on my shot glass. I take a shot out of tequila and then I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this shot glass. I'm going to unwrap it from my shot glass, put it on my Corona glass because yes, today is Cinco de Mayo. Hi, hi, hi. And everything we're drinking is hecho in Mexico.
It is, in fact, hecho in Mexico.
Oh,
God,
yeah,
I'm going to punch you so hard in the dick. Don't
Not
worry,
in
guys.
The face.
I'll get him.
Oh, I guess that's fine.
It's but not anyways, used anyway.
But it's like dressing your glass, but like with this like permanent, semi-permanent fixture. So
it's like fruit by the foot that's like beer for beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I like
way
the
to
idea.
Go.
But you can eat it. Right?
Yeah. Hey, what? I mean, the package says 100% edible.
Eat it, Kyle.
Take a little nibble here.
Eat it, Kyle.
Too much lime. Too much lime.
I'm not going to lie. I took a lick of Kyle's salties and take it how you want to, guys. But it was very limey and salty. It was not like, oh, this is lime. No, this is like lime.
It's not a substitute for real lime. Yeah, the hell it is.
But that is HO in Texas.
Yeah. League City, you said?
League City.
Nice. Hey, good job on y'all.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
You can actually, I think the cool thing about that is you can replace it. Like you were saying, you're like, oh, it's on a Corona right now.
I finished
Let's
my
take
glass.
It away
what am I going to do?
Oh. I'm gonna dress a Dos Equis and slap it on the side. It's kind of gross, though, if you've been licking on it and you're like transferring. Not very COVID-friendly salties.
But it's okay if it's your salty.
It's your dog. It's fine.
Your
it's not
dog.
Cheating. It's your dog.
Yes. Why did that guy have to be named Kyle?
Because everybody's named Kyle. It's kind of
everybody that's like in a movie that's like a weak, like just but lovable person.
Because if it was
their name is Kyle.
Because it was a female, it'd be Karen.
Weak but lovable. That's what Kyle just said. All Kyles are weak but lovable.
No, not relation. It has nothing to do with me personally. Okay. It's just like this is the
synonymous with the name.
It's just unfortunate that like I'm trying to carry on this like banner of what the name Kyle is supposed to be like heroic and brave. And
is that
like,
what it's supposed to be?
Yeah. But then like,
the, now.
But yeah. Like in the media and like, it's
do you
about,
say that in the mirror every morning?
I am
heroic.
I am
brave.
Good. I am smart.
I am, a risk averse to paper cuts. I am the man.
But no, then they go and throw
a little bit needy.
They throw these guys in. Stop that. They throw these guys in the movies, and they just disavow the name of Kyle, and it's unfortunate.
No, well we popped open that bottle of tequila, and y'all sampled it.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Amor mio, amor mio.
So why do people give you? I feel like you get a lot of alcohol that you don't actually drink.
In advertising. And so, you know, like that's they're like, you you're like the madman. I was like, madmen drink like bitches compared to like my crew, like flat out.
But do you fake it? You're like, do I fake it? You got me this really nice bottle of alcohol. Like, I guess I don't even like whiskey. I don't really see you as a like hardcore whiskey guy. And you're like, oh, I love it. Thank you so much. I don't have another one like it. Let me put it on my shelf here so that when my friends come over, they can partake.
So whiskey, no, I will drink. Like I've had some people get me the Boss Hog that we've tried and some older whiskeys, and I will drink that. But tequila and I got into a very big fight in college.
Oh, man.
And like every time I can smell it, and you know like whenever you're about to bite into a pickle that's super dill pickle, and you're like starting to get all like vava juice in your mouth and stuff. As soon as I smell tequila, I'm like I'm getting ready for the vomit.
So I guess the story goes is somebody is like, Russ, I respect you. Here, take this gift of my offering of gold, frankincense,
and tequila.
And tequila. Yeah, I'd be like, you're like, oh. Gee, thanks.
I'm going to give the donkey the fucking tequila.
Like, no, here, please. Try it in front of me so I can see that you like it. I just ate.
I got to drive.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's fine. But you're home. I know.
Yes,
but I'm planning on driving.
You need to leave.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to drive it. So far.
So far and so furious.
But you commented both about the vessel of said amor mio tequila.
Yeah. Wow. Say that again.
Amor mio.
I'm trying to keep it in.
I know. Whew. I can roll my R's.
I got the vapors.
I'm trying to teach my kids how to roll their R's. It's not going so well. I don't think. Do you roll the sriracha R? I don't think you do. I think I'd offend people.
Say
sriracha. Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
No, it's better the first one.
Anyways, so the point is
more exotic than it needs to be.
You have this bottle of tequila that these benefactors bequeath. Upon you.
Ooh, you made it sound dirty.
Big words tonight.
I said synonymous, and that felt weird.
Yes. If it's more than four syllables, you have to take a shot.
Girthy words, go.
Girthy words. So he gives you this thing, which I look at it, I'm like, he's like, here, take a shot of this tequila. I'm like, I don't, so like, what tequila? And he's like, look at, that thing that looks like an urn that contains your mother's ashes.
It does.
Yeah, that's the bottle of tequila you need to drink from. It's like drinking from the skull, or heaven forbid, we go back to the last episode where we're drinking from the snake's head.
Oh my god!
But this is a vase that contains it is a beautiful.
It's really well done.
Nice.
It's beautiful. Very nice. It's up on the gram for anybody.
It's one of those keeper bottles. In college, and you're like, oh, finish this bottle.
Yeah.
Going in the cabinet, like up top. Yeah, it's one of those, but nice.
I'm going to fill it with water and highlighter fluid and put it on the top of my TV and college. Wait, am I the only one that did that?
Probably. I've never had to save a bottle. Did you really?
Yes.
What?
Like for what?
What?
Like, why would you put colored water in it?
Because
colored water? No.
That's what he just said.
You have empty ones.
Yeah. No.
Empty ones I get. Like the old Patron bottles, it was kind of like water. A trophy. Patron.
So Meredith's not a big fan of this, but I take really nice bottles that I get and I put them along my garden and it decorates my garden.
Oh my God.
It's super cool. you should come see it sometime.
Does that keep like the fire ants or the yellow jackets
away? Nothing. It has zero effect.
It looks like that Cadillac graveyard,
just
but
the
it's
neighbors.
Bottles.
Yes. Cadillac
graveyard.
Just the neighbors.
A lot of Jack Daniels and a lot of Bullet.
It's a cool bottle, though. I mean, I would definitely. We're going to use it for something. I feel like it's going to fall over
ashes.
And break. Oh, no. She's already ashed out. No, we're good.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
If we have like a hamster or something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, did you get a pet yet?
No.
We can cremate it.
It would take a couple pill bugs to actually fill up that. So we'll just give it a second.
700 pill bugs.
Pill bugs.
So,
hey, kids, got a new pill bug house.
Was it?
But the sand can't get it. Don't worry about it.
You're a terrible person. I can't even see them. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
They like the dark.
Oh my God.
So big news was announced, and I don't think this is big news. I kind of, everything is COVID or travel or Disney's bad. And then we get this bombshell that like crosses all of our iPhones and it's like, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are divorcing.
So you're saying Melinda's available?
So Melinda's available. I'm not gonna lie. I told one of my friends, I was like, hey, and she's a lovely woman, and I very much care for her. She's a great person. I said, hey, hear me out. I forwarded her thing. I was like, hear me out. There's a billionaire, and he's kind of on the loose now. Because, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, Instagram, apparently guys just like, oh, let me DM people out of nowhere, random. Like, hey, and there's people. Good God, Kyle, are you okay?
It's so tart.
You took a nut. See, you took too much of the Saltese nuts.
God. I'm sorry. I was trying to hide it, but not well.
It's all good. No. So Bill Gates, they're like, everybody's having a fucking field day. They're like, memes everywhere. They're fake Tinder profiles. The favorite meme is like, hey, baby, it's only micro when it's soft. And it's like Bill Gates, like college Bill Gates, all kind of creepy with a fucking sweater vest. The best. All I'm saying is this does not need to be news, but hey, fuck it, it's here.
Hey, man, there's a lot of ladies right now saying there's a new bachelor on the streets.
But here's the thing. Is Bezos' ex-wife going to be richer than Gates' ex-wife? Wow.
You think it's competition?
Probably. Dude, that chick has like $70 billion. She's gonna, she's fine. No, she's fine.
She's doing okay.
She's going to be just fine.
I think they're all fine.
All the pool boys. Like, all she the got them. I don't know.
Multiple pools.
It's weird that it made mention, and they were saying, like, one of the other ones that was hilarious because, you know, COVID vaccines are basically transponders for Microsoft to be able to track.
Yeah, people, yeah. And 5G.
You know, in 5G. They're making sure they're implanting people. Yeah. But there's this other meme where he's on the computer and he's like, search for women that are vaxxed within a 7 miles radius. And like everybody has like a bar, like a cell tower bar.
Got him.
Oh, it's not going to be in this. But I just don't even understand why you would announce it. Like anybody gives a shit.
Because they probably didn't.
Yeah.
But they went to the courthouse and they filed it and it's public knowledge. So
slow news day.
She said it was like, what's the word? Like whenever the ladies says, no, nah, it's irrevocable and irrequivocal.
Yeah,
one,
yeah. Like it's like
the word, like,
it was like, we're not fixing this shit.
Yeah, there's no fucking way I'm getting back with this dude.
Sad, man.
It was
a fancy word. I liked it.
They did cool things. Like they had the whole foundation.
They still have the foundation.
And they're going to do that together, which is cool. But yeah, I mean, I know it's a bit of a downer. It's sad, but
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, like, there was an interview a long time ago, like, you know, what keeps my wife and I happy? We always make it a point to wash the dishes together every night before bed. And, like, legit, that was a legit interview, and he's like, that's what we do. That brings us peace. We get to talk over cleaning the kitchen. No shit.
Doesn't he have people for that?
What I'm saying. Like,
you haven't automated
that?
He has
some, like, robots or, like, Siri's step cousin that's a Microsoft version.
You buy new dishes.
That no one likes.
Cortana.
The Zune of Siri? Exactly. What would that be?
The Zoom of Zune. Siri. What's Zune?
Zune is the failed Microsoft MP3 player.
Oh, yeah.
That got decimated by Steve iPod. Jobs and his soulless devices.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who worked on that. That's poor guy.
Zune?
He's doing fine. Yeah. Don't worry. He'll be fine.
That was a flawed from the get-go.
Well,
I don't think that there's a PC versus Mac world anymore. You know what I mean?
Not really. So a couple years ago, they had those commercials like, oh, I'm a Mac. I'm a PC.
I'm a PC.
Those are great.
Yeah, I mean, they were really good. But I mean, like now it's just like they all do the same shit and who cares?
So quick, you know, side tangent, you know, from the sad sack story that is the divorce of, there I said it, the old D word. We're going to the big D and don't mean Dallas. Bill and Melinda, they had to tell us.
We're still billionaires and you're not.
That doesn't rhyme at all, Brian. Way to ruin it. Anyways,
it's true though.
I'm like having this conversation tonight, and I was telling this my neighbor, we're having dinner over there, and they have a high school daughter.
Did he make you steaks again?
No, it's fajita night.
Mexican.
Anyways, I go over there and I'm like, hey, she's like, oh, you're doing the podcast tonight. Well, you know, maybe I'll look at it, but I don't have the right app. I'm like, it's on every app. What are you talking about?
It is true.
And I walk over to her and she looks at me with this like go to hell look. And she's like, don't you dare try to technology me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you an engineer? Did you get a four-year degree? Did you go to a college? Do you work in a tech industry? No. You're a high schooler who knows how to use a freaking cell phone.
Oh,
congratulations.
I thought it was your neighbor's about the wife.
Oh, no. No. Shut Kyle. Hey, guns down, guys. Easy, Skeeter. Hey, he don't mean nothing.
Hey, MRS degree. Come here. Let me show you something. Yeah,
no shit.
Take it easy. All right, let's back up. High schooler is saying this, and I'm like, who do you, and she's a freshman. And I'm like, who do you think you are?
Would we recommend our show to a freshman in high school?
Oh, my God.
Like, Kyle, just wondering, like, know your audience. Probably not. We've already dropped five fucks by the first 30 seconds.
Another thing I learned, freshman in high school, they're not that innocent. What? And then another thing is,
how did you learn
singing
that?
So much tonight?
They don't even know that reference. And that's what's sad.
That's your girl, Brittany.
Yeah, she's my girl.
She's your girl.
Don't take that away from me.
I'm not. I'm celebrating that you're still thinking about her Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
But hey, the old high schoolers, there's no.
Any here it is. Like
we're not holding our hands in prayer.
You know, we can't say that because I went to A&M for a recruiting, and we're at the bar. Friends in Low Places come on. Mm. Talk to the kid next to me. I'm like, hey,
karaoke.
I'll give you $5 if you can tell me who sings this. She's like,
no.
Like,
what?
I have to leave.
But
you're not suited here. Yeah.
I feel like that's the job of the parents to kind of like
tell them who George Strait is.
Exactly. Well.
Oh, right. We're talking. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like my parents. Friends in Low Places is not George Strait.
We've even had this conversation before.
Good God.
Edit that.
No, it's I feel like that on that note, like musical references and stuff, I listen to everything. Like I can repeat Billy Joel's catalog because my dad got me into that. Carly Simon, my mom got me into that. But jazz, I mean, all of it, I did. Garth Brooks, I fucks with Garth Brooks. My kids fucks with Garth Brooks, like flat out. So, and they would be able to answer that question.
So another side.
I'm just saying, blame the parents.
Sorry, another random side tangent talking about blame the parents.
Are you
on
gonna
references.
Sing?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I can't promise anything. No. Coming. So my son is trying, he does this thing. It drives me insane. We're not even getting into this, but he bottle flips. Like he likes to take the bottle and he flips it. And
we're aware, Kyle.
Right.
Aware.
I'm not okay with it. But anyways,
after practice in the middle of a fucking restaurant, let's bottle flip.
There are worse things.
Like Kyle's kid, you're about to bat.
Yeah.
Put the bottle
down. Put the dang bottle down.
You can't bottle flip with the bat.
Why not? Yeah.
Anyways, so he sits there and he throws it up and he goes, Kobe. I'm like, what did you just say? And then like, he didn't hear me and he throws it up again. He goes, Kobe Bryant. And I'm like,
does he say it like that?
Dude,
Kobe Bryant.
Yes, he did. And I go, do you know who he is? And he looks at me and goes, yeah, he's a famous basketball player. I'm like,
I watched the ESPN.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's as far as he could have gotten on that conversation. But, yeah, that's funny you said that. But like, does he say Kobe Bryant and flip stuff? Because if so,
He throws it like, you know, like when they throw like whatever, you throw a washer, you throw a cornhole bag or whatever, and you go, Kobe.
I know that. No.
Yeah, everybody does it. And he does it. I'm like, where did you see that?
Yeah.
I haven't done
some
that.
Some commercial. Or
YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm not mad at it. I was like, all right, that's fine. Now, if he can like blast a ball and be like, Kobe, I'm like, okay, well, that's not
that's
inappropriate.
Weird.
That'd be
terrible
weird.
Terrible reference.
But I'd be fine with it.
He could say Jordan because he was a White Sox.
No, he was a terrible hitter.
I know he was. Okay. Poor guy.
Tatis.
Good Lord.
Let's not go back to Tatis.
Yeah, no, we're not going back to him blowing his fucking shoulder.
Sosa.
Yeah, let's not go down that road. It's a dark street.
Yeah, we were talking about Cinco today, and we were playing just random music, and then the whole topic of Selena came on, and everybody knows Selena. I mean, it's not J-Lo, guys. Okay, anybody who thinks it's J-Lo, it's not J-Lo. There's somebody else. And the craziest thing is my daughter randomly brought up a conversation that was kind of panicked regarding Selena and Yolanda Saldivar, the lady that killed her. And she comes from school and she's freaked the fuck out. Like, she's just freaked out. And she's like, Dad, hey, did you know that there was a singer in Corpus Christi where we were born? We were born there, Dad. And some lady killed her. And I'm like,
what? Tell me more.
And then she's like, she was a singer. And she's like, yeah, her name's Selena. Anyways, the lady, she's getting out soon. And we just need to be on alert. I'm like, and I'm like, look, Selena died like when I was in sixth grade. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure the old lady is still there rotting behind bars. But she was convinced that Yolanda's coming and she's coming to my house. That's and awareness. I'm going to have to shoot her. And
wow,
I know it was a lot. She's like, we just got to be protecting ourselves, Dad.
What,
I'm like,
what if she listened to our podcast?
I mean, hey, Yolanda, what's up? you're still a dick.
Write the check.
Write the check. Yeah, right.
Do you have any money?
No.
Oh, right. No. Sorry.
She's like, yeah, I'm still president of the fan club. Oh, I've been getting dues for years.
Jeez. So I had to pull up the prison sentence. I actually Googled a prison sentence and showed it to my oldest and said, look, see, life in prison right here. Boom. Ta-da. And she's like, oh, that makes me feel so much better. Like, who was doing a book report? Oh, one of my friends was. I'm like, why does she like Selena? I have no idea.
I can sleep at night, father. Thank you.
My daughter is 9. So if a 9-year-old's writing about Selena, like book report style.
I remember
what's going on at our school.
Every Mexican like so happy in Corpus.
I guess. Yes. Yeah. That's our awesome, our 7 listeners in Corpus.
Hey, that's like that's most of the listeners.
Yeah. In Corpus?
No, we only have
in general
11 50? Listeners.
No way.
Come on.
70.
Now, if I can get this high school crew to get on board,
no.
Hey, yeah. We are.
Yeah, you just hooked them, buddy.
Yeah, Selena, that's what did it.
No. Hey, all you dumb high schoolers that don't know how to use a phone or Google.
Hey, all you stupid high schoolers who insulted me, and now I insulted you back.
Who probably don't even know how to look up this podcast.
Have you heard this thing about like high schoolers not wanting to get their driver license?
Yes. Yep. Which.
What's that all about?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm like, we don't live in New York City, so like how...
I would understand.
I'm sorry, are your parents going to drive you everywhere? Do you have another, like, is there like one guy who has a car and he's going to drive you everywhere?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they're just lazy.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to rely on mass transportation. We live in Texas.
Let's say everything's hours away.
We count distance in minutes and hours. Yeah. It's not, well, you take the 7 train to the blue line. No.
No.
Yeah, me and Courtney were looking up whether or not we wanted to get a car when we're in California. I was like, oh, well, let me check Uber real quick. I was like, all right, Napa to Oakland Airport, $85. Fuck.
You could get a Kia Sorento for less than that.
Yeah, we could just buy one.
Is that what a Kia Sorento sounds like?
I feel like it does. It's powered by 3 hamsters. So, yes. All I'm saying is
they're really big hamsters.
They've increased the number of hamsters. That's good.
You remember that was Kia, right?
Yeah, it was Kia. That's right. Like it was the Kia or whatever.
Yeah, with the K-pop hamsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
I still don't understand K-pop. Whatever. All I'm saying is at 15.
I found a K-pop station on Sirius the other day.
Why?
Wow.
Because I was scrolling looking for something else and it was like Korean something. And I was like,
he drives a lot.
I was like,
long drive.
No, this was in Courtney's car. And I was like, listen.
Yes, saved it.
Save it. Like, preset 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Broke the radio so that it only plays that. Saved 1, 2, 3, 4. Dang it.
Going what? Through the big
It's on every.
All I'm saying is whenever I was 15, I was already telling my mom, hey, learner's permit, let's go. We need to get it done. I will drive you everywhere.
Yeah, it was like 14 and a half. Like, and
now,
I'm counting.
Now they're like, yeah, I'm good. You'll drive me, won't you?
But now it's even easier.
Yes, I will.
But like now you can do the class online. Your parents can teach you, and you could be a licensed driver by your parents. Fuck that. I want my kids to go and be like with the creepy instructor. My instructor back in Corpus had like one of those pinky nails. Like it was a dude, but it was like a polished Coke pinky nail. Like for
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
He had an overly long pinky nail for the cocaína.
Oh, yeah. La cocaína. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you don't have to say it like that. It's Colombian, but okay.
That was very Costa Rican.
I will never forget this. Like, we were in a Cutlass Supreme, and he had his own.
That's a nice car.
It's awful because it had, like, the double steering wheels.
And the double
brakes.
Yeah.
And then he would tell us, he's like, okay, he was kind of cool. It was during the summer. And we went to one of these back roads. He's like, I want you to floor it. I'm like, what? We're on a Caliche road on the back roads of Corpus. I'm like, I'm going to die. He's like, I just want you to floor it. I want you to go to at least 75. I was like, okay. And then smash, floor to the ground, pedal to the metal, let's go. We're at 75. He's like, okay, slam on the brakes. This is what anti-lock brakes are like.
It takes the Cutlass a little bit to get to that 75. Oh, yeah,
about 3 minutes. But then he did something that I thought was really cool. He's like, okay, if your brakes fail, this is how to slow your car down. And that's something that I'm like, man, I need people to teach people how to do that. Like, I'll teach my kids, but... These
so
teenagers,
here's what happens if your Tesla loses power.
Plug it in.
I remember my dad teaching me how to drive. Panel. We had to do the parallel parking deal, and he took me to of course you're going to judge me. We went to the church.
Yeah.
And the church was empty on a Tuesday. And he took these two giant dumpsters, like plastic dumpsters, and he put them, here's your targets. And man,
the fuck is a plastic dumpster?
It was like these giant plastic
trash cans.
Okay. Things.
It's like a dumpster.
Just a dumpster.
A mini dumpster, a trash
can. A really big trash can, a really small dumpster.
Got it.
Anyways. And he was like, yeah, parallel park between these guys. And man, I wore those things out. But by golly, I learned how to parallel park.
See, lucky me, did driver's ed in Lufkin. Don't have to parallel park.
No, yeah.
Didn't even practice that.
I can pull through anywhere I want to, sir. There's a pasture right there.
But the other thing is when I got my first car, it was a 1971 Pontiac Le Mans, which if you don't know, is a car made of solid metal. It got about 7.5 miles of the gallon.
Sounds like my truck.
But man, if that thing, okay, come on.
About point, that size.
Point, it probably weighed about as much. Point is, you get in a wreck in that thing, that you're other safe. The other car is not in a good position.
But you didn't have airbags.
But there was no anti-lock brakes. And I found that out the hard way a couple times. I'm like, oh, hit the brakes. Whoa, there we go. And we're through the light. Yeah. That's cool.
I think I'm coming due for a ticket. I've gotten 3 warnings in the past 3 months.
What?
Damn.
It's like, oh, you're kind of speeding. I was in B Caves. I was totally speeding, but it wasn't kind of fair because you're in B Caves and it's really,
I'm going down really hill. Hilly.
And I'm going, I was, and he was at the bottom of the hill. I'm like, dick move, man. Dick move. I know you did that on purpose. And he's like, well, I'm going to let you go, but you got to slow down. I was like, I get it. I was going 45 into 35. I appreciate you.
didn't that one guy pull you over one time because I was driving behind you and because he liked your license plate?
No, he was, okay. Yes. Yes and no, maybe. I gave him a nod. I feel like he gave me the okay because that was in the other truck.
That's but why it was okay.
Apparently, I turned too early in the turning lane.
Yeah. The left turn lane. He's like, oh, there's too much traffic. I'm going to go ahead and drive.
Like an eighth of a mile.
Yeah, fuck that. That's okay.
It wasn't
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly. That's okay.
It wasn't a lot. There's some people that take it whenever you're coming off 71 trying to turn left on Hamilton Pool.
Yeah.
Giving directions, y'all. Anybody on the East Coast, sorry.
Because everybody listening knows.
I'll pull into that turn lane at the baseball fields.
That's what I'm saying. But that's expected there.
Yes, exactly.
But after our traffic, because Dripping Springs traffic lights, holy shit, who's controlling that algorithm?
It's one main light.
But, I mean, it's never right.
No.
7 cars, okay, 57 this way, 1 car this way.
Exactly.
The timing does not make sense. Yeah, so he pulled me over because I turned too early. I'm like, I've literally never heard of this, but okay, just give me a ticket. And because I did not give a fuck. We had just, did we win a baseball game or did we lose a baseball game? I was in a mood.
And if it more was than in likely, the fall,
we lost a baseball
game. No, in the fall, we probably won.
Yeah, in the fall, we probably won. Lost. Okay, we lost. Brian flipped. We lost that game.
50-50.
So he pulls me over where the COVID testing center's at prior to COVID, y'all. And and he's like, well, you know why I pulled you? I was like, I have no idea. I was going 3 miles an hour in the turning lane with my blinker on. I'm like, what the fuck?
I even used it this time.
And exactly. I did use it. I saw you. I put the blinker on. That's as good as you're getting. Yeah. Anyways, I've turned too early. I've never heard of that, but whatever. He gave me a warning. That's great. And I've gotten a couple of warnings. I'm terrified for the ticket.
But the funny thing is so I'm driving behind him and I see the officer get out and he walks around the car and looks and I'm like, what is he doing? Is something wrong with his vehicle? And he's like, no, he just liked my license plate.
Yeah, he did. He commented.
Kyle, did you honk as you went by and wave?
He fucking would have. I'm like, fuck you, Kyle.
I tried to peel out.
I'm pretty sure Crystal's parents were behind us too, weren't they? So it was a caravan of people shaming me. Ross, did you see what you did?
Your kids are in that car.
I turned left.
But I was fine. I just turned left.
I turned left.
I followed all the rules.
So I found out with all this ticket talk that in El Paso, Texas, they do defensive driving at Golden Corral. Did you know about this? Have you ever heard about this?
Well, not in El Paso.
So in Lufkin.
They do it in Lufkin too?
In College Station, they had it at Old Country Buffet.
What the fuck? Why?
And they also did it at a barbecue place.
Why not? Ross, let's think about it. Hey, man, I really got to take defensive driving. What sounds better than doing defensive driving with somebody who doesn't give a crap and an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Pancakes.
But not good buffet.
No.
But if you have all you can eat, it makes up for good.
Better than D Squad at the Palace Buffet.
Palace.
It's a strip club.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Be exotic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I know about that. But not really. I love you, honey.
I never knew that
was
a thing.
But their better foods on Wednesday.
Why don't they have defensive driving?
Everybody would attend.
Sorry, babe, I gotta go.
You know what they say.
I don't want to have to increase our insurance premium.
I just don't want you coming home with glitter all over you again, Kyle.
That's what they give you when you get in the door. That's not, I don't know.
And you passed glitter.
Glitter bomb everywhere. I love it. I just thought it was weird.
But something.
Is that like a small town thing, or is that a?
I mean,
Corpus is a small town, but that never happened. They were like designated.
Maybe you weren't looking hard enough. I know they had like comedy clubs.
I
got plenty of fucking tickets, man.
Wanted a comedy club.
Yeah, I never did the comedy club. I just did the online deal, but like I always saw them and I was like, wow, that sounds fun. But then I always pictured in my head, it's a bunch of like old dudes who are like, I don't have anything better to do. I'm going to go eat some waffles at the old country buffet and listen to some, not really listen to some guy, but like you're eating waffles while some guy's talking. You don't know what he's saying, but you're getting credit for it.
Yeah.
And why not? That sounds fantastic.
Let's and they it. Wipe it. From your record.
And then, but I never really understood the comedy club. How do you make defensive driving funny? But there
They've
was
got
enough...
old videos from the 80s that are like,
okay.
What's that guy's name? Jerry Seinfeld trying to be a comedian. I still don't think that guy's fucking funny at all.
You bite your tongue.
I'm just saying.
He has his moments.
Does he?
What's the deal about peanuts? No, it's not a pea or a nut.
About peanuts or anything like that.
See, I feel like Kyle has all the Jerry Seinfeld albums.
And I've listened. I've had a few. Watch of it.
Why don't you lick your salties?
Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah. No, it's not about licking the salties. It's if you bite the like taffy, that will give you a.
We're gonna have
all
to
ranch hands to end this show. Kyle is gonna take the whole thing off his bottle and eat it.
Do it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, Kyle.
Okay.
On three. Oh God. Oh my God.
It's good.
Oh God.
It's going down so good.
Oh God.
Oh,
you better not spit it out.
This is Brian.
Spitters are quitters, Kyle. Don't
and
forget.
Ross.
That's the second time I've heard that today.
Oh man. Wow. And we are.
Meredith is getting kinky during the day.
Oh,
the Burger King Ranch.
Oh, he spit. Oh, quitter.